Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. It has been a good week for life and liberty. Two great blows against the left's lunatic attack on our Constitution, Roe overturned, and New York's grab for the Second Amendment barred. Discrimination, here's some more, discrimination against people of faith regarding the education of their children, struck down by a recent SCOTUS decision, saying that states cannot restrict parents' use of taxpayer state funds to enroll their children only in secular schools. Women's rights are beginning to gain momentum in sports intruded by perverted men who imagine themselves to be women so they can compete with women or against women. Yeah. Have they released the whirlwind? Or is America beginning to recover from one of the most bizarre cases of national temporary insanity ever recorded in history? If only something will break on the election fraud front. Oh, looky here. Here is a first waking yawn from CNN on the big lie. For trained and astute news watchers, this is a wobbling of the wind vane there at CNN. It suggests they see a wind change coming, and they're beginning to brace for the coming storm. Their big lie about the big lie is about to collapse. They've decided to no longer encourage their reporters or reporterettes to use the phrase, the big lie. 2,000 mules are stampeding the Democrat stronghold that has barred the voice of the people in our elections for some time now. Meanwhile, Texas GOP declares Biden win a fake. Yeah, they declare him an illegitimate president. Let's hope we get full recovery soon. Because right now, while the CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party Navy, is launching a new state-of-the-art warship, our Navy is launching a pronoun video. Yeah, while Biden's woke ideologue military is driving young men, you know, the sort of men that are men, and the sort that defend us, anyway, driving them away from service. So there's a lot here, my friend, and what we can't get to today, I'll elaborate on tonight and tomorrow night in my live stream visit, Comforting Counsel for the Present Distress, around 8-ish in the evening, live through our Facebook page, Lighthouse Baptist Church, Santa Maria, California. My friends, it is a good day for liberty and a rallying cry to advance against the forces of darkness. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
It has been a great week for life and liberty. The implications of today's ruling on Roe and yesterday's ruling on the right to keep and bear arms, well, that was a refreshing first step in a return to sanity. Check out the first line in the court's ruling on the Roe v. Wade thing, and you'll agree with me that this will be the shot heard round the world in the upcoming upheaval. The Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey are overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion is returned to the people and their elected representatives, end quote. Wow. Biden, who disagreed with the reasoning of the original, the 1973 decision that conferred a right to kill babies in the wombs of their mothers, and he said then that the court went too far. And he said, quote, a woman does not have the sole right to say what should happen to her body, end quote. Huh. Well, now, that's just weird. Joe, it's just typical. He gets it wrong even when he's right. Ever the bungling Biden, you know, but the point is, he was against Roe before he was for it. A woman certainly has a right of say with regard to what happens to her body, but not the sole right to say what happens to the totally individual and unique body of the person growing in her womb. Actions taken with reference to her body that impact the life of the baby growing in her womb, well, perhaps that's what he meant. Then, a decade later, Biden voted to support the Human Life Federalism Amendment, which would have allowed states to overturn Roe. It stressed, quote, "The right to abortion is not secured by this Constitution," end quote. The bill never passed the Senate, and a year later, when it came up again, he voted against it. Huh. So you see, he grew into the Democrat that he is today. Today, he's calling the decision of the court a, quote, "sad day for our country," end quote. And leading up to the public revealing of the court's vote, Biden said such a decision would be, quote unquote, "ridiculous." And he warned of a, quote unquote, "mini revolution." Yeah, we've heard some remarks along those lines, haven't we? In his remarks today, he declared that he ordered, or did he say commanded, he directed the HHS department to take steps to make sure abortion and contraception medications are available to the fullest extent possible. And he's planning to protect a woman's right to travel across state lines to murder her baby. And he bloviated, and in the bloviation, I should say, he said, "the health and life of the women in our nation or of our nation are now at risk." What about that baby? He called for the voters to make their voices heard. But Biden knows he does not need anyone to vote this or that way. Right. He said so during his campaign, remember? Biden told Michigan voters, quote, "I don't need you to get me elected. I need you once I am elected," end quote. He knows the Dominion-stealing machines. And by the way, those who have read my book are catching on. One of our faithful listeners to the Brain Massage Show and new friend to the Brain Masseur contacted us to point out how intriguing it is that these machines that are used to steal our right to choose our representatives, to effectively steal the Dominion from the people, is called the Dominion Machines. Thank you, Larry Keast. He recommends you buy God's War, Scheidbach. To understand what all of this is about, if you have trouble spelling Scheidbach, then you can search on your internet, God's War Jerry. That'll work just fine. God's War Jerry. I just tested it. Top of the hit list. God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, hardcover, large print, January 1, 2019, by Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, author. 7 ratings, Kindle, $9.99. Yeah, read with our free app. Hardcover from $50, and then 2 used from $50. Print length, 532 pages. Language, English. Publisher, Distinctively Baptist Publications. Publication date, January 1, 2019, and the ISBN number and so on. Hardback, $50? Now, I'm sure not getting that. That's on Amazon link. That's weird. What's going on? That book is priced on Amazon at $24.95, and then plus shipping. Even if you add shipping, it shouldn't come to anything like $50. So I recommend you go to www.booksatdbp.com. And the at in that address is the word at, A-T. Not the symbol you use in an email address. You can get it there for $24.95 plus shipping. And you can get some massive discounts for bulk purchases. Go to www.booksatdbp.com. That's David Baker Pie or whatever. Anyway, Biden knew the Dominion stealing machines were programmed to give him the win then. And he knows elections are rigged again. I think the lying plagiarist CCP puppet traitor is signaling his fellow devils that the Roe decision provides motivation to fire up the Democrat election stealing machine. A Democrat, by the way, that's the crowd that believes in the occultocracy, the Abaddon or Abaddonocracy. The Apollyonocracy, okay. The Beelzebubocracy, okay, okay. But here's the point. Satan is making a bid for America, and he is pointing to the innocent blood over more than 60 million legally murdered babies in this country and the gross perversion of homosexuality, defying nature, nature's God, and nature's revolting now with this latest, this monkeypox thing. God help us and deliver us and them from this terrible, and his argument, Satan's argument, to move God against us, to destroy us, and turn us over to his tyrannical power, the same tyrannical power that is holding China today, the oppression of the Red Dragon. But God knows the wicked and unreasonable rulers of this land have taken the kingdom by force. Same thing happened to China. The wicked burger court forced the wicked lie upon us that women have a so-called right to privacy that includes the right to murder their babies in their wombs. And while we Christians were sleeping under the spell of Satan's puppy preachers, a little Oz allusion there, you know, the ones that express sweet, swelling words that fill the atmosphere with the poison, the serpent's poison, that if inhaled, puts Christians to sleep. Words like, you know, Christians have no business in politics, and Satan is God of this world after all, not the Lord God of heaven and earth who created it all. Oh no, this world belongs to Satan. Get my book, God's War. It explains all of this. Now, if you have one of the 5,000 free copies of the New Cart Church that we distributed to our community, well, go get it and read it. But let me ask you something. The Bible refers to Chemosh as God of the Moabites. Why do you know that that means the Moabites worship Moloch, and that it does not mean that the God of heaven is not God over them, not the one and true and only God who created heaven and earth? The Bible says Moloch is the God of Ammon. Why do you know? I'm talking to Christians right now. Why do you know right away, and probably anybody listening to me, without anybody explaining it to you, you know what that means. You know, it doesn't mean leave the Ammonites alone. Don't bother them about me being God. Leave them alone. Their God is Moloch. It's foolishness. So what is God saying? Moloch is the God of Ammon, not me. Why do you know that it is condemning the Ammonites because they worship a false god? That Moloch is falsely called their God. But when you read Satan as God of this world, you think, oh, well, the world belongs to Satan. Satan is the legitimate God-appointed, divinely appointed God of the world. What? So let the world alone. It belongs to Satan. That's nonsense. Satan is God of this world in almost exactly the same way that Biden is president of the United States. Yeah, by fraud, extortion, usurpation. And he is like his father, the devil, a liar, a plagiarist, a thief, and a traitor. Satan betrayed his creator. And Biden betrayed the people, even the silly people who, well, in a sense, created him. Anyway, I'm rejoicing with you today. We began assaulting the strongholds of abortion some years ago at the Lighthouse, and we almost immediately began to see some movement. And it built and built to this moment. Rejoice, my dear friends, in your victory. But you know that while this was and is a major victory, a major battle won, it's only one of many battles yet to fight. They, and I mean by that the children of disobedience, quote, take power by force, end quote. They used the force of bullying to defeat and demoralize you, to quiet your voice of opposition. And when they cannot demoralize you by social bullying, they resort to acts of overt oppression, you know, removing you from social platforms and all that kind of stuff, and even attacking you physically. And you can expect them to keep their word and organize riots in the street over this. But, you know, I wonder, with you, I'm praying that won't happen. But listen, I think, they know that we're ready to defend our own lives from their nonsense. And they know the American people have pretty much had it up to their necks with this nonsense. I don't think these Democrats dare allow another summer of love to go down while they stand by and watch. Nevertheless, be prepared. All civil servants ready to honor their oath to protect and serve, be prepared. Don't let yourself get caught rocking back on your heels like they did at Uvalde. The people are getting really, really done with this nonsense. America's waking up. These are the first yawns of a new day dawning. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today, and Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, my dear friends. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Major developments give evidence that America is waking up, the first yawns of a new day dawning. Let's hope she becomes fully alert before the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, launches their attack, and our nation under God becomes just another of those many nations before her that turned their backs upon God and were let go into the power of hell. The natural right to life, the natural right to keep and bear arms, and the restoration of the recognition of the natural distinctions between male and females, beginning now at least with sports. You did hear, didn't you, that FINA, I guess that's how you say it, the Fédération Internationale de Natation, something like that, French thing, that group recognized by the International Olympic Committee for administrating international competition in water sports. And you know that unseemly and pathetic males, I hesitate to call them men, are calling themselves females and entering into unfair competition against the divinely created females, taking away their dignity and their honor and stealing from them their sport. Well, FINA, stepped up to this and ruled that trannies cannot compete in women's sports. Other organizations for women's sports are following their lead. It's about time we saw some semblance of sanity restored against this onslaught of utter insanity. Then, of course, the two great decisions of the court yesterday and then today. First, the court sent a strong message against all who would attempt to take away our inalienable right of self-protection. And then, right behind that, sent a powerful message restoring our right to life. So, the right to life and the right to protect it. Although, I understand the court actually restored the right of the people to decide on the issue of abortion. We'll get into that some more. Did the court understand what they were doing in the order that they released these? Or was it a kind of coinkydink of divine providence that they buttressed the two fundamental inalienable rights of mankind in this order? First, the right to keep and bear arms. Get ready for what's coming when we do the next one, specifically, under the right of self-protection, by the way. And then they ruled on overturning Roe in the face of death threats, riots, mayhem. In the face of Scummer's pathetic arm-flinging ranting about Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, you know, releasing the whirlwind. Well, the whirlwind's coming for them. Think about it, my friends. This court was harassed, cajoled, threatened. I mean, even to the point a shooter went out for Kavanaugh and his family. And then the angrily gathering at their homes, you know, most lately of Barrett, shaking fists and ranting threats. Oh, my. How the heathen do rage when they get the lightest little feeling of the shackles of Christ's bands and cords. Oh, they chafe under them, for sure, read Psalm 2. Did they make sure, that is the court, that we all understood our right to protect ourselves in our homes was guaranteed and supported? In and out of doors, too, by the way, before they released Schumer's whirlwind, Pelosi's rage, the violence of the rest of the lawless thieves that are in power today, and all their cohorts. You've heard Pelosi using language that would have landed you or me in jail, in many cases, threatening, this will not stand. We would be told, oh, you won't accept, and you're lawless, you won't accept the ruling of the court, but they can do it. Yeah, I get so sick of this stuff. Anyway, today, the Republican-controlled Supreme Court, I guess it was Democrat-controlled before, okay. So the Republican-controlled Supreme Court has achieved the GOP's dark and extreme goal of ripping away women's rights to make their own reproductive health decisions. Well, I'll tell you what they were up to in just a minute, but see the devils in these people screeching and tearing at their soul in anger. If you hear the serpent's tongue flailing about, and here's what I want you to see, the weakening of Satan's grip as his agents lose theirs. No one has any desire to interfere with a woman's reproductive health decisions. What nonsense. But if that decision results in the murder of another person, that's where the line gets drawn, friend. But do you understand that the court did not rule on the question of whether or not abortion should be legal? All the court did is recognize that the Constitution does not guarantee the right of a woman to murder her baby in the womb. I understand why they did not, that is, the court did not go the next step and acknowledge that, as a matter of fact, the baby in the womb does have a constitutional right to life. But at some point, that is going to have to be reckoned with. Presently, it must be hashed out state by state. But for all the talk about a constitutional right to murder an unborn baby, we've hardly been able to engage the conversation about the right to life of that unborn baby. The mental contortions of the Burger Court performed, the twisting of logic, the stretching of amendments to the point of utter distortion in order to cram into our laws and force upon us a so-called right to murder the unborn baby. I mean, it's a veritable study in how malleable is the mind and soul of all who say in their heart there is no God. Something, by the way, that is denied by hearts in many ways, including by dismissing any acknowledgement of God in the course of our ways in life or in the laws that govern our ways. Think about it. This is a denial of God in the heart that has a corrosive effect upon the soul and corruption that makes such people no good. Read Psalm 14, 1, 53, 1. Come to my Bible class Sunday. I'll sing, the fool has said in his heart. Let's see if Facebook decides to mute another of my original songs. Yeah, I don't know if you caught that. They muted the music that I wrote for Psalm 139, 23, and 24, claiming it violates somebody's copyright. I own that music, for heaven's sake, anyway. For not only do I agree with Alito and his reasoning on this case is flawless. Not only do I agree with Alito and the five other justices that joined him in the 6-3 decision. Man, how long has it been since we've seen that sort of spread in any SCOTUS decision? But I'll encourage the court to consider whether, in fact, there is not a constitutional right to life for the unborn baby. Now, hear me out on this, my friend, because this debate's beginning. I understand that in the matter of abortion, there has been a growing body of science that has allowed us to get a very clear picture of what God is doing in the wombs of these mothers from conception. The whole discovery and growing understanding of DNA, the scientific facts of gestation that in every way support the truth as it's represented in the Bible about a woman with child. The human baby is a human being from the moment of conception, read Psalm 139, where we are given insight into the spiritual activity that's going on in the womb, where God's busy forming that child. Read Jeremiah 1, where you see God is actively shaping that child, determining the hisness or the, he's determining their pronoun, man, even calling the child to his or her purpose in the life he's given them. So that the baby in the womb of Elizabeth recognized the baby in the womb of Mary and in its own way said, hallelujah, in the presence of the Lamb of God sent to take away the sin of the world. Oh my, there is a great deal of spiritual goings on from the moment of conception. And the idea that anyone would imagine they have some sort of right to invade that sanctuary with the bloody violence of an attack on that child and murder it while it is being shaped in the hands of its creator. It's an abomination, a cursed practice for which all participants will be judged in the day. But all of this says more than only this, that there is no right to murder the baby in the womb. It says also that there is a moral obligation, a responsibility to protect the life in the womb from such monstrous action. Whether it is to serve the racist agenda, Margaret Sanger, the patron saint of Hillary, or the population control agenda of a Gates et al., who seem to have so great an appetite for killing human life, they are impatient to wait for old age, natural decline, and death to overtake them, but want to sterilize our children. You've heard the latest conspiracy theory battles going on now between reports found in places like the Epoch Times and so on, and then the old so trustworthy fact checkers like Snopes not. Will it be yet another of the many theories we've seen turn into facts? We've all heard Gates proclaim population goals. We've all heard Gates proclaim population goals and seen pictures of the Guidestones in Georgia calling for a planet population limit of 500,000. And that's, I guess we're only about 6,500,000 away from that goal. Responsibility to protect life begins in the womb and continues to the tomb. Does the Constitution provide a right to take the life of the unborn baby? No, never did, by the way. Many people don't think about this, but the Roe decision did not actually specify a right to abortion, only a right to privacy between the doctor and the patient so that a doctor performing the act of murder on behalf of a consenting mother could not be prosecuted for murder. Truth has sharp teeth, but can it be argued that in fact the Constitution does provide a right to life for the unborn baby in the womb? You know, it would be a straightforward argument. Unlike the convoluted effort on the Burger Court to come up with a way to grant abortion rights, an argument for a constitutional right to life for the unborn would be relatively easy to present. The same people who crafted the Declaration of Independence also crafted the Constitution. These are related documents. The first, the Declaration, is the foundation and fountain of the second, the Constitution. They are intertwined in such a way that the second grows naturally out of the first, and the first provides the context within which the second took its shape and should be understood. The context in which the Constitution was written is this: ultimately, all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and the body that signed on to that declaration and formalized it into a legal document, essentially declaring the formation of our independence from England in the forming of this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, declare that included in this idea of inalienable rights endowed by the Creator, reserved to all men, are these: the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The right to life stands as the foundational right to all others. Without it, the others have no meaning. Life given by God may be taken by no man, except in the case that some man, like a doctor invading the womb of a woman with child, with the intent to slice that child to death, a heinous and vicious murder of a helpless baby, which we now know recoils from the sharp stabs and slashes of that instrument of its death, attempting to preserve its own helpless life, instinctively defending its own right to life against the violent attack of these butchers. A right to life is very easy to establish and to argue from both reason and from law and natural law. Next, our courts must recognize the right to life extends to human life from conception in the womb to internment in a tomb. I have lit the lamp in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button. Send me an email. You can make it short if you like. Just type lights on and then hit send, or lights off and hit send. In fact, I think there's a button there that says lights on or lights off to head your message. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 1-805-314-2114. And it's the same thing. If you're busy, I get it. Call, just say lights on if you agree with me, and lights off if you don't. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bedarabia Road, Santa Maria.
Go to godswar2020.com.